welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Brad.
You know, Jay, I think it's been pretty well established over this last several years that I'm not what you would call a man of faith, one would say. I haven't seen a lot of evidence to suggest that there is an all-powerful God who watches over us from the sky, dictating our every move. But I might have to reconsider, because not only has a major indictment been handed down that we were looking forward to happening for the last 2 weeks, but it actually happened mere hours before we were set to record this show.
Yeah, the podcast gods were very kind to us, because they
this makes me reconsider my entire worldview.
I hear you. When I saw that, it's like, here's the indictment. I looked at my watch. I was like, on a Tuesday before we recorded? Wow. Okay. All right. Like, yeah, God bless. That's great. Look, I'm a fan. Obviously, we're talking about the January 6th indictment coming down for Donald Trump, which, look, this is not a small deal. This is kind of a big deal. Yeah, he deserves this one. This is the good one, right? Like, yeah. The documents case is like, that one's good, because it's like, you're obviously breaking the law. Like, this is a slam dunk. This is not difficult. But this one, January 6th, it feels in a way sweeter to me, because this is you like actually trying to destroy democracy and paying for it, right? Like, potentially paying for it, at least. And somebody recognizing what you did was absolutely abhorrent.
Well, this is the story arc that the whole season has been building to. And then this is the payoff that you get in the season finale.
Yeah, no, that's 100% correct. And look, sometimes, you know, this is the big one, right? But then there's also sweeps week, which I assume is the Georgia indictment, where it's like, let's just get silly.
Right? I forgot that was even happening. Like they're sitting there putting up fucking barricades outside of the courthouse, and I totally and this news has made me completely forget that was a thing that was also going to be happening soon as well.
Well, the train don't stop rolling, man. Like, one monkey don't stop the show. So it is hilarious to watch this happen. So AP reports Donald Trump has been indicted on felony charges Tuesday for working to overturn the results of the 2020 election in the run-up to the violent riot by his supporters at the U.S. Capitol, with Justice Department acting to hold him accountable for the unprecedented effort to block the peaceful transfer of presidential power and threaten American democracy. Yeah, I'm not sure you could put it any plainer than that. That's exactly what fucking happened. Or if you're a very popular podcast host named Joseph Rogan, you would say, this was definitely a false flag. There's plenty of evidence for that. You could also go with that. That was his thing this week. Apparently.
Oh, he said that this week.
Yeah, no, this is like a new thing. It's like, oh, it was definitely a false flag. Nothing strikes me as being funnier than people not being able to accept things that are just in front of them. Like the most Occam's razor situation. Yes, it was a false flag. For what? For what? Joe Biden already won. What's the false flag?
Dude,
to paint MAGA people as crazy? They already were painted as crazy.
When can Rogan take the Elon Musk turn down towards, you know, obscurity, which is just happening faster and faster every day for Mr. Musk?
I don't know. I think you need a bigger podcasting asshole. I'm willing to take the spot. Like, I'm willing to, for the money.
I'll be that guy.
Yeah, for the money.
If Spotify wants to pay us $100 million, we will absolutely move the show to Spotify.
I'll damn near say anything you want.
Absolutely. So here's the four charges in this indictment. Conspiring to defraud the United States. Conspiring to obstruct an official proceeding. Attempting to obstruct a official proceeding. And conspiring against people's civil right to have their vote counted, aka isn't that the KKK one?
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah, yeah, you're right. So yeah. These are kind of boilerplate, right? Like these are the first one you could be like, well, they're going to have to like, what was the first one again? Can you read that one, please?
Conspiring to obstruct an official proceeding.
Right. That's actually easy, right? Like that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
It's going to take a little bit of finessing to sort of push the point of like, was he actually trying to do it or was he just bloviating and then people just took it too far, right? Like it's going to take a little bit of finessing and stuff like that. But where it's going to get hard for him is shit that he has said to other people, right? Where he's mm-hmm. like, I know that I lost. I can't believe I lost to this guy, you know, blah, blah, blah. When those kind of quotes come out and then you tie that against, who knew? I mean, it could have been maybe I won, maybe I didn't type of thing. It's going to look a little crazy for him. I think he's largely fucked. I don't know what that conviction looks like or whether he serves actual time. I think if any of these cases he will serve, if there's a big if he is to serve any time, the case that will get him there is going to be the documents case. Like that's the slam dunk case.
And even then, I can't remember which show I heard it on, but someone floated the possibility that like, hey, like even if he gets convicted, like he might not see the inside of a jail cell simply because like the Secret Service can assert that they can't fulfill their responsibility to protect him from the inside of a prison, which seems to me to be a really fucking convenient excuse. And I say, hey, if you get convicted of a crime, let's set a new law. You don't get Secret Service protection for the rest of your life. How about?
Look, here's the thing. You don't get Secret Service protection for the rest of your life anyway. It's only for a number of years. They changed that.
Oh, is it? I thought it was forever.
It used to be. Unless that law has been changed again. But it used to be for life. And I think they were like, this is really expensive.
Man, these people are living longer than ever before. Like, right, it
was back when people lived to be 45. Like, all right, let's get these guys the fuck out of here. But it might be like 15 years or something like that, that the government actually pays for it. And then after that, you are required to pay for it out of pocket. I mean, all of these guys are loaded. And you can, I'll try to verify it on the show just to make sure I'm right. But I'm pretty sure that's how it works. But I'm sorry, if you're in the prison, that's the easiest place to protect the president.
It certainly is. And look,
where are you going?
I'm not an advocate for solitary confinement or your segregate. What's the fucking whitewash term they use? Like segregated population or whatever the fuck it's called. Not a fan of that. However, if it's to keep Donald Trump safe in prison, I'm willing to say that it should happen.
I mean, look,
for his safety,
you're looking out for him. Right, like
that's right.
You're being the good person here.
That's right. Look, I'm nothing if not magnanimous. So,
so nothing then. Got it. so the irony of all of this, right, is that Donald Trump, even if he does go to prison, he's not going to San Quentin, right? They're not sending this guy to Rikers. I mean, it'd be wild if they did, but they're not. So he's going to go to like some fancy pants Bernie Madoff type prison, right? Where he's just going to live it out and fucking have steak dinners and all this other shit. And he's a former president. So they're going to give him, they're going to roll the red carpet out for him.
If I don't ever have to fucking see or hear him again for the rest of my life, I couldn't possibly care less.
And that's kind of my point. Just put him away.
Send him to Club Fed and let him live out his days. Club
Fed, exactly. So like, you know, people are like, I'm sure people would be like, he needs to go to blah, blah, blah. They're not going to send him to those places. It's unrealistic to think that they would. He's going to go to a nice place. That being said, okay, you send him there. Are there hardened criminals there? No. These are all rich pricks that, you know, have skirted the justice system as best they could, right? you could have two Secret Service guys walking around with him, dude. Like, it's just not that serious. Just keeping an eye on him. Like, it's not that serious. We're not talking about, like, this guy getting knifed in the yard. Like, it's not going to happen. Like, it's not going to happen. And if it did, who cares? But it's not going to happen. We can wish. It's not going to happen. So, like, if you want to put two or three Secret Service, a small Secret Service detail, okay, whatever. The government pays for that. Or I actually agree with you, which is, we don't pay for people who go to fucking prison. Sorry.
Yeah.
He can pay. Look, you can even say that guy is so important that he needs to have a very specific security that's watching him 24 hours a day. That's fine. He should have to pay for that. Sorry. That's not, it's just not my problem.
Or the prison can do it.
Yeah. This is not my problem. So, yeah, whatever.
Now, the indictment also had six unnamed co-conspirators that they talked about. Now, they were unnamed in the document. However, through context clues, the media has been able to identify who five of these co-conspirators are. Now, one of them you would never be able to get in a million years because you might have never even heard the name before. But Jay, I'm willing to bet that you can guess the other four unnamed co-conspirators within five guesses.
Now,
so you,
five?
You have room for error. Yeah, you have room for error on one. Jay has not seen this list.
I have not.
I have.
All right.
But they are so obvious that it should be very easy to get it.
Rudy Giuliani.
Number one answer. We surveyed 100 people.
Survey says Rudy's up there. Rudy's right up there with Whoopi, right? Like, this is fucking easy. Okay, Rudy Giuliani, Kevin McCarthy.
No, Kevin McCarthy not on the list. Wow.
That does not bode well for Donald Trump. January 6th.
And again, this is all the lead up to January 6th. Like, it's not just what happened that day.
Step aside. Yeah. Hold on a second. Okay. Rudy Giuliani. Roger Stone.
Roger Stone not on the list.
Roger Stone not on the list. All right, I don't want to play this game. This game sucks.
You're overthinking this too much. Like you're missing the obvious names. You just got to think back to the January 6th hearings.
Dude, how do you not have Roger Stone on the list?
Well, he could be number six. Like they're the sixth person that they can't figure out who it is just like described in the indictment as a political consultant. So like,
that could definitely be Roger Stone.
Could easily be Roger Stone.
All right, just give me the names. I can't. I'm so disturbed that it's not Roger Stone.
You're going to kick yourself when you hear a couple of these. So we got Giuliani, number one. Number two, John Eastman.
I should kick myself for that. You're absolutely
the man behind theory. Number three, crazy whackpot lawyer, former lawyer, Sidney Powell.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Yeah, and Jeff Clark. How could you not get Jeff Clark, the guy at DOJ who's gonna make it all happen?
That's right.
Yeah. The other guy named or that people figured out is this guy named Kenneth Chesbro, who I had never heard of before. This he is described as an attorney who assisted in devising and attempting to implement a plan to submit fraudulent states of presidential electors to obstruct the certification proceeding. So I guess that's who was trying to make everything happen with the states, essentially, like trying to actually make
you're going to jail.
The official legal channel. So those are the people that, I mean, those are the people that I would have guessed would have been principally involved. I thought maybe you were going to guess like a Linwood that might throw you off, or like a Mark Meadows. I thought that was going to be the extra one that you guessed.
After Kevin McCarthy, I was going to go Meadows, right? Like that was my thought process. That's crazy. They got to put Stone on there, right? Like you got to put Stone. Like Stone is so intricately involved.
How closely? Yeah, but with the campaign, or do you think he was like lone wolfing it and just getting worked up with like the fucking Proud Boys and those dudes?
I think if there is a direct connection between the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers and the internal Trump folks, Stone's the guy. Stone is the guy.
Yes, but I don't know. I don't know if there's evidence to support that claim. Like we can think that it happened.
I don't know. That being said, it should be interesting to see which of these guys are going, and Sidney Powell, which one of these folks are going to ride the wave of Trump loyalty, or are they going to just throw themselves at the mercy of Jack Smith so that they can throw Donald Trump directly under the bus? Like that will be pretty telling, I think.
We're already pretty sure that Giuliani has done that.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. So we got 100%. That. Trump was wondering why it took 2.5 years to pass these indictments or to get these indictments against him. I'm assuming he's never heard of what investigations are. So,
yeah,
there's that.
Yeah, you just do it right then. You have a thought, you just fucking do it. Like, that's how the law works. Yeah. This is how you know, like, they're for real. Yeah, dude, they took their time to gather evidence. It was frustrating, but they gathered evidence. And that's how I know you're pretty fucked.
Did you also see his PAC has paid over $40 million in legal fees?
Yes.
Since all this shit started going down.
Yeah. Give me the money. I need it. I need it. I need it so bad. Help me. Help me. Help me. I'm so scared. I don't want to die in the Bernie Madoff prison. Please, for the love of God.
Frankly, I'm surprised that he's footing the bill for a lot of these like people in his orbit that are being rolled up onto charges. Like I'm fucking, not. You're like, not?
Nada?
No, well, yeah, just to keep him silent.
Yeah, that's exactly what that's for.
Dictate, yeah.
Yeah, so. I know. I got your fees. I got it. Don't worry about it. Big D's got it. Like, don't flip on me. For the love of God, I'm so afraid. Help me. Help you. He's fucking terrified. By the way, here's a update on the Secret Service thing, right? So I was correct and incorrect at the same time. The former President's Protection Act of 2012 reverses a previous law that limited Secret Service protection for former presidents and their families to 10 years if they served after 1997. Former President George W. Bush and future former presidents will in fact receive Secret Service protection for the rest of their lives. So it was Secret Service protection for the rest of their lives. Then a law passed in like, it looks like the late 90s, early 2000s that said it was only for 10 years. It was like a budgetary issue. And then I guess they were like, yeah, it's probably not a great idea. Let's go back to the for life thing. So there you go. So yeah, for the rest of their lives, people can sit outside of Donald Trump's cell and make sure that he's okay. Oh, well.
And look, ironically,
it's only gonna be about 5 years, baby. Like, don't worry.
Well, but see, you say that, but ironically, I think going to prison would be the best thing for him because then he couldn't just drink Diet Cokes and eat Big Macs all day. So it actually completely changed his diet around. Though you could have that effect where like people who eat like shit and live till 100, like then start to eat healthy and then die because it like shocks their system because they're not getting their normal. Their normal supplement of garbage. Yeah. So, like,
what is this? What is this? sir, that's it's lettuce. It's a leafy green. It's very good for you. I'd rather die. Like, well, we would too. So yeah, look, if he's gonna be stuck in this prison, I saw something that. If he was found guilty of everything that's – and he got the max sentence for everything in the documents case, he would be looking at 500 years in prison. And they just added a new document like this week. So it's like another – I think it's like 5 years per document or something like that, 10 years per document. So, yeah.
Best of and the top charge that he's charged with in the D.C. indictment carries with it a 20-year maximum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah. I mean, okay, so let's get down to brass tacks a little bit here. Mm-hmm. Do you see a world where he actually gets found guilty for this? For January?
Found 6th? Guilty? Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Especially in DC. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I agree with you.
So this to me kind of falls under the best come, you know, if you take a swing at the king, best not miss kind of corollary. Mm-hmm. I don't think that DOJ would be filing, or not even DOJ, but I don't think that Jack Smith's team would be filing these charges on a whim. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think that they would file these charges unless they knew they had the goods. Now, whether or not, you know, you can find crazy people that will, you know, back him to the hilt is a different thing altogether. But I know it's a lot less likely to find a jury in DC that's going to have a shitload of Trump supporters in it compared to like Florida, for example. And also, like, juries, regardless of political leanings, tend to take their oaths pretty seriously, because people forget, like, it's not like when you're voting in a trial on a jury, it's not like you're isolated in a room and then you all come out individually and come out and vote whichever way you're going to vote. It's, you sit there and it's a collaborative decision. Like, you have all 12 people arguing the merits of the case in deliberations.
Because that's how regular like jury duty is. It's the same.
Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. It's like you have people that you'll have 12 people that'll be arguing the merits of the case together and working to find a unanimous decision one way or the other, because it has to be unanimous either to convict or unanimous to acquit. Otherwise you have a hung jury, and like one person can hang a jury, and that's, you know, kind of the old adage. But again, it's very hard to be the one guy standing out against like 11 other people that are just like, you fucking idiot. like here are the facts. They're indisputed or undisputed. Fucking, you need to vote, you know, guilty on this shit.
Yeah. I look, I've been on several juries, and they've all been like, I've been on two very serious, juries. Both of the, like, one was attempted murder and the other one was a murder case, right? Like, they were like, it's Baltimore, so common. And, like, ironically, right after I moved, I got a letter, saying that I was going to be on a grand jury from, I shit you not, from September to like November. I was like, no, fuck that. Right. But thankfully I did not live there anymore, but like, I've been in that process, and it is interesting to watch how it works. Right. Like, as you're getting the evidence, like during the trial and everything, and then you kind of go back and everybody deliberates. And I've been on like multi-day, both of the ones I've been on are multi-day, right? Not like, you're not sequestered, but like, you go home and you come back, right? And it's interesting to watch how people get swayed and moved, right? It's a difficult process. I think if you've never done it, especially on a very serious case, if you've never done jury duty in those situations, what you realize is people do take it seriously, especially when it's like people's lives are involved or stuff like that. And any grand jury is not going to be a bullshit case, right? This isn't like Johnny took my Snickers. This is like major fucking fraud or murder or something like that. It's going to be a big case. And I think you're right. People do tend to rise to the occasion. They try not to take it too lightly. You literally are deciding whether people go to jail for the rest of their lives or 30 years or 10 years, right? Like, it's not a small feat. Look, I get it. You know, that sort of like MAGA, like people are like, oh, this might be like a MAGA element, where it's like one or two people are just like, I'll never turn my back on Donald
Trump. But those people will get weeded out in voir dire. Like, that's why you have jury selection. Yeah. And it does, like, trust me when I tell you, no one's so good of an actor to be able to come off as fair, you know, fair and impartial during jury selection, and then be just like the biggest MAGA humping douchebag in the entire world once you get into the deliberation room. Like they know the questions to ask. They know, you know, they know how to read people. You know, they can base. And again, they're going to have experts on both sides of the aisle in being able to, you know, read these people and understand, like, and to understand their personalities, and to be able to rule out the folks that they know are not going to be able to be impartial. So,
yeah. And if you want to get ruled out, man, just wear your MAGA hat right to the fucking trial. Like, hey, buddy, like, get the fuck out of here. But yeah, it's, I mean, me personally, like, if I was called there, I'd be like, I'm just going to wear my Central Park 5, like the exonerated 5 t-shirt. Fuck Donald Trump. They'd be like, yeah, you got to get out of here. Like, damn it. No, I would love to be on that trial. I'm like, just give me the facts, man. I don't like that guy, but I'm going where the facts are going. Like, that's just my attitude. But I look, I think you're right. I think people tend to rise to the occasion. I think people tend to be to take it very seriously. I think he's in a world of trouble. Mm-hmm. I think he is. I think people saw this. People often conflate like what MAGA folks thought of something versus what the rest of the country thought. And I think the rest of the country was embarrassed. I think that, like, outside of what your political leanings are and everything else, I think the country was like, what the fuck are we doing? This looks like some, no offense to anybody, this looks like some like developing nation, like bullshit where they don't know how to like deal with elections that they don't like. And so people just start ripping down buildings and shit like that or attacking the Capitol. I think it's embarrassing. And I think that's a fundamental thing for Americans is, yeah, our country ain't perfect, but like, we're not going to look like fools. And I think when this gets to DC, you're going to see a lot of people who have very close physical connection to the centers of power in this country go, I don't want that type of shit representing my country. And I think that is going to scare the shit out of any Republicans involved in this. Because I think they often take what happens in DC as kind of a joke. Like, but they, I think it's like, oh, DC is not a state. So it's like not a real place. It's just like a Chuck E. Cheese or something. Like, nah, dude, these people live here and they take that shit seriously. So no, I think they're in a world of trouble and I'm looking forward to it, honestly.
Now, on a totally unserious note, I don't think that his defense team would be stupid enough to put him on the stand in this trial. But if anyone,
I hope not.
Yeah, if he were to testify, if anyone could be maneuvered into committing a Colonel Jessup on the stand, I'd have to imagine that it's fucking Donald Trump.
Oh, dude, who don't want to see that? Like, who doesn't want to see like him just going the fuck off? And it's like, sir, can you stay for the record your name? You need me on that wall. Like, dude, this is a 25-minute
race. You need me in that chair. You want me on that chair. And I don't have the time to sit here, nor the inclination, frankly, to give, to give
he
a
does
damn
not, he does what not
you
know
think you're entitled to.
He does not know what the word inclination means. I can guarantee you.
He does. I'd rather you just said thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir. With tears in your eyes and just move along. Otherwise, you can run for president against me like Sleepy Joe and get beat.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Did you order the January 6th riots? You damn right I did. You goddamn right.
Look, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him to say it. I'm going to get him to say it. You got fucking, you got Kevin, you got like Rudy Giuliani over there. It's like, Rudy, please escort the former president to his cell.
Excuse, you fucked with the wrong president. I'll skull fuck your ass. I'll tear off your head and shit down your throat.
The same guy who like clutches his pearls when anybody curses. Yeah, I can't believe other politicians have done this. I'm like, yo, there's a video of you cursing, saying horrendous things.
Now I kind of want someone to just do the entire fucking Jessup, like
testifying. As Trump. Yeah, that's just pretty good. Trump. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Oh my god. I talk about this with other people in the network all the time. You know, he. Like, I bet he's got a good, like, I bet Donald Trump has a good, tight 10-minute routine that would be pretty goddamn funny if he weren't such a dangerous, horrible person for the planet. Because he's so ridiculous, like, that he's enjoyably funny. But it's like, please stop talking publicly because you have, like, Nazis who like you. Like, it's a real fucking problem. But yeah, look, man, I think this these indictments are very good. I think they are well timed. I think the Georgia one is coming soon after. I think I would give it. Fannie Willis is saying her team is ready to go.
It seems like it's going to happen this month. So
yeah, it's in August. They have said that it's in August. So look, man, 2 weeks, 2 weeks tops. 2 weeks tops. I think when that one comes down, it's going to be like, well, Lindsey Graham, welcome to the show, baby. Like, come on down. By the way, we didn't talk about this. It's not on the docket, but I think it is relevant to this conversation. Mm-hmm. Only because that this hasn't obviously the Georgia indictment hasn't come down, but it will. And Donald Trump is top of that list too, of course. But so is Rudy Giuliani. And Giuliani admitted this week, he was like, oh, I told a lie about those two black women who were vote counters in Georgia. He just straight up admitted it. He was like, it didn't do any harm to them. Not how.
Oh, really? I guess he didn't tune into the January 6th hearings, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, they had other things to say. By the way, they've already won a lawsuit because they were slandered. But yeah, he straight up admitted that. And I got to tell you, that feels like a proffer deal, right? Like you're going to go out.
Did you also see in reaction to this, the right wing podcaster who like fucking lost his shit on his show in the wake of that? It's fucking crazy, man. Like this dude, his name's like Steve Deese. I'd never heard of him, but he's like a right wing Trump fucking humping podcast guy. And he basically, like, in the wake of the Giuliani comments, like, just fucking went off on that whole side of the fucking party as, like, you know, like, you played us for fucking suckers. Like, we sat here, we defended this shit on the show, and then you just come out 2 years later and just admit it was all bullshit. Like, it was all fucking lying. You knew it, and you knew the entire time. And, like, you you played us all for fools and this, that, and just, like, yeah, bro. Like we fucking told you. Like, where were you? Like, did you have eyes and ears? Did you really believe that shit?
Yeah, they really did, and that's crazy to me. But you know what's equally crazy is that will happen to them. They will admit that they got duped. They will be pissed, and they will call those guys out. And the next time those guys feed them more bullshit, they go right back to it. You don't see that. Maybe like let the scales fall from your eyes, as they say. And start to look at all of the things that you're told by the same people and see if the shit matches up. I bet it doesn't match up, man. Like it's crazy to me, like to just come out and be like, yeah, I lied about that. Like they weren't rigging the vote count. Like I just straight up lied about that. Like, why would you believe anything else Rudy Giuliani says about the election at a minimum? Why would you believe
it? Like, maybe you also take the next logical step of, hey, maybe the people that were trying to tell me the whole time that this is bullshit, maybe they're right about other things too.
Yeah.
That I think they're wrong about.
Look, I understand the idea of being connected to like your politics being connected to your identity, right? Like your politics just really reflect who you fundamentally are, right? Whether in my personal opinion, and this is definitely not fair, right, to other people who don't agree with me, but I think like right-wing ideology is very selfish. Like I just think it is. I'm sure they don't think so, right? I go to church, which means nothing about your ideology, but I think it's a very selfish ideology. I think it is, you know, it's if they had a band that represented them by name, it'd be the Me First and the Gimme Gimmes, right? Like that's who they fucking are. And they're a great cover band, by the way. But it is a philosophy I fundamentally don't agree with. And it's a philosophy I don't abide by myself. Like personally, I don't believe in just being a greedy, you know, money hoarding kind of person or power hoarding type of person, which is why I'm much more liberal of like spread the wealth, man, fucking Birkenstocks and shit. Right. I'm much more on that side. Thus, when the politics comes around that matches that, that's where I go. So I don't expect people to turn their backs completely on their personal ideology. But what I would hope is that you would go, hey man, that guy fucking lied to me and I don't like being lied to. I wonder if that guy was lying about something else. And look, that's all you got to do. Just start there. And if you can just start to break down that, hey man, that guy was lying a lot and I figured all this stuff out. Then start examining the ideology, right? And then the other people around them that are saying these same things or similar things, are they also lying? Have they been proven to be liars? Then if they are proven to be liars, then maybe you have to start looking at this wider thing of like, why is everyone on this block lying? And everybody on this other side is mostly telling the truth, right? I mean, there's not liberals and Democrats who get shit wrong, or
at least coming to an argument, or at least coming to an argument from good faith. Like, you may not agree with their viewpoint, but they're not trying to outwardly just deceive you.
Right. Yeah. Are these people being good faith actors, right? Like, that's one of the most important things. And on the right, they're not good faith actors. They're just simply not. By the way, I had a stupid person tell me that the phrase good faith actors, they thought that actor was like in a movie. Like, that person is lying.
The operative term. Yeah, and then they're using it in the theatrical sense.
Okay. And they were like, you're stupid. I was like, that's one perspective. Yeah, like that's one. Like,
yeah, the other perspective is realize that sometimes words mean different things.
Yeah, the context is important, guys. Context is important. I was like, you know what? Here are several books you could read up on them. You're on the internet. All of the world's knowledge is there. It's all right there, man. Like, it's all right there. You just Google it. I think this indictment and the people around it are going to be, it's going to be something. It's going to be quite humorous to see how this all falls together.
And ironically, 30 minutes into the show, that was not the indictment that we thought we were going to be talking about this week.
No, it really isn't. because Donald Trump got hit with two or four more superseding indictments.
Four more charges in Florida.
Yeah. So this one, I'm going to preface this story by saying that somebody had one of the greatest tweets I've ever seen, which was, I'm telling you, man. Go ahead.
I mean, you mean Zeets, right? Like, it's a Zeet now?
It's a Zeet. I'm sorry.
It's a Zeet now. It's not a tweet.
I hate him so much. I truly do. I hate that guy. That they had to take down the big X on the building because people couldn't sleep.
Because it was fucking, like, he didn't bother asking the city if it would be cool to do it. And they're just like, what the fuck are you doing?
Well, it was shining.
Terrorizing. Yeah, you're terrorizing these people that live across the street from the building.
Yeah, exactly. It's the Roy Rogers roaster sign. Kenny Rogers roaster sign from Seinfeld. Bad chicken mess you up.
It's not going to be good for business.
It's not. Somebody had a tweet about this new superseding indictment that I thought was perfect, which was, man, I'm telling you, we're going to find out this guy was fucking born in Kenya, which I thought was perfect, right? It's a great line. It's really good. Because the superseding indictment that just came down is a superseding indictment by Jack Smith's team for the Mar-a-Lago documents case, right? The superseding indictment is because they found out that Donald Trump, get this, him and his cronies were attempting to delete data off of a private server, just like Hillary Clinton. Irony. And so the private server was the server with all of the footage, all the camera footage, right? Security camera footage. They were trying to wipe it, even though the DOJ asked for the data. So they were going to try to wipe it and be like, oh, our bad, sorry, I guess it's all gone. We only keep it for, like, when you asked yesterday, one day. That's all the data we keep, right? But, of course, this got found out. I'm sure the DOJ knew ahead of time before they asked.
I'm sure. Well, the funny thing is, so another Mar-a-Lago employee named Carlos de Oliveira was indicted as part of the superseding indictment. And the thing that fucked him up is that when the FBI questioned him on, you know, moving boxes around and this or the other thing, he adamantly denied having any knowledge or anything to do with it, only to find out that he was actually, like, the other guy that was helping Walt Nauta move boxes around the Mar-a-Lago property. If you know that you did something and the FBI is questioning you about it, maybe don't answer in the definitives. Like, don't be a Sith in that situation. Like, you can just be like, oh, I don't recall. I don't really remember. Like, that doesn't sound correct, but I'm not. But he's like, no, no, I didn't do any of this shit. And now he's being fucking charged with lying to the FBI because they've easily disproved the fact that he fucking absolutely did have something to do with this. My other favorite part is him and Walt Nana discussing the plan to delete the security camera footage while on a security camera, which is just just chef's kiss level of a fucking buffoonery.
Apparently, so I can do you one better. The stupidity angle of this. Apparently, in a series of text messages, I believe.
I know what you're gonna say.
These guys are fucking, they're like the wet bandits, man. Like, these guys are the worst criminals. They really are. They're fucking terrible. In a series of text messages, these dunderheads fucking text, they're like, oh, Walt Nott is not going to go with, you know, the president, former president, to like Bedminster or wherever the fuck he was going that weekend, right? Maybe he was going in New York to see his wife while she's getting railed out by a personal trainer, allegedly. But he was off and Walt Nata was supposed to join him, right? Cause he's Trump's body man. And so in the text, they're like, Walt Nata is going to actually be going, down to Mar-a-Lago and, you know, but don't tell anybody he's coming or whatever. And apparently Walt Nata messaged one of these lackeys and was like, I'm going to be down in Mar-a-Lago working on personal business. Wink emoji.
No, the, okay. the shush emoji. Like the
shush emoji. Yes. Like emoji. You're doing crimes. You're doing crimes, my guy. You're doing crimes. Like, you're crimes, guys. You're hella into crime. Like, this is amazing. Amazing how stupid they are. Just
how ironic dumb. That Mr. I only hire the best people keeps fighting just the biggest buffoons. Yeah,
quite literally the dumbest people he can find.
And look, fish rots from the head. Like he is also a fucking idiot when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah. So look, Walt Nata is like former military. Way to light your entire career and benefits and life on fire for a shitty mob boss. Yeah. Oliveira. Look, I hope you're smart enough to figure out that if you can, you flip. Like, you better flip like fucking Flipadelphia, my guy. Like, get the fuck out of there.
Oh, that's cool that you think both of them are gonna like go the distance and actually stand trial.
Oh no, I don't.
Both of them are 1,000% going to flip on this dude, especially when he's gonna do something or say something or this or like he's gonna find a way. In an interview to throw them onto the bus or to shift the blame on them. And like, that's going to be the time when they fucking do it, when they were like, yeah, actually, you know what? I don't think I want to be, fucking stand in line for Donald Trump.
I don't know why you would. I think that Donald Trump has a lot of things about him that I don't quite get. Right. Like, he clearly has a level of charisma that is fucking unprecedented. Like, he just does. And it's almost weirdly impressive in how good he is at it. But his ability to pull people in and have them like sacrifice themselves for him is bizarre to me. Like, it is truly, truly bizarre. Cause if I was one of these guys and the FBI is like, hey man, you better tell us everything you know. I'd be like, hey man, how many pads of paper do you have? Because I got a lot to fucking rent out. Like, I got so much news. I'm going to tell you everything. Like, it's just weird. And apparently Jack Smith's team is going after, like, people who worked sort of like as waiters and stuff like that. Because they were saying that those people are largely invisible to Donald Trump. Right? Because he's just not paying attention to them. But they can tell, like, this person was in this meeting with him or this person, like maybe they overhear something or, you know, he says something to them, but he's, you know, it's just like, oh, some fucking help. Who cares? Right. Like, those are the people who are truly dangerous to you because you don't even see them. But good, good. Yeah. I hope Delivery and Nata are forced to flip I think they would be stupid not to. And and if they do, he's in a world of trouble. He really is. Trump is in a world of trouble.
Yeah. Well, and again, like we have in the indictment that was passed down, like they have transcriptions of these conversations that are taking place, which means they probably also have this conversation on an audio log, which means that we're probably going to get to hear that audio at some point.
Oh,
I would imagine just like we did with the fucking Iraq war plan thing or the Iran war plan situation.
Do you believe this?
Which by the way, they recovered.
Pretty awesome, huh?
They found that document. Yeah, they found that document, and that was the one they added that to the charges as well.
Yeah, they're like, another 5 years, motherfucker. Like, best of luck. Yeah. That shit right on the bonfire that is the end of your life. But look, good. I love this. I love that these guys are seasoned. They are patient. They don't leak anything. Like, they are just by the fucking book or by the numbers. And that is the way that you take these guys down. You don't give any space for bullshit. You just take them down peg by peg. And that's exactly what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I love it. We didn't really talk about it. It's not on the docket, but I think it's worth mentioning. Aliens exist. And
apparently, like the dude that the for was he a former Air Force guy or a current Air Force guy? Like, I don't know what his
fucking, I think it's former Air Force.
Okay. Like, I don't think this made a big stir because the dude kind of seems like a kook in a lot of ways.
I don't know, man. Did you watch any of that hearing?
I caught the Cliff Notes version.
So here's the thing. I can't speak to that guy's reliability. I absolutely can't. Here's what I can speak to. I can speak to the seriousness by which it was taken by both sides of the aisle. And I think that rings true, and that rings very loud to me that this is not necessarily bullshit. I don't want to be like, they got little green men and we're going to get fucking space lasers. I'm not saying all that. It'd be totally cool, I guess, whatever. And maybe that will eventually happen. But what I found interesting is from Matt Gaetz to AOC, everybody was like, no, this is very serious. Let's take it serious. There was no like snickering and like, oh, I bet you believe in aliens. Like, it was taken incredibly serious by both sides. Like, Matt Gaetz is one of the most unserious fucking goobers I've ever seen in Congress. He was taking it incredibly serious. AOC is a very serious person and was taking it serious. And it was interesting because they were taking it serious from different aspects, right? Republicans were like, tell us about what you know. And Democrats were like, they hit it in an aspect I hadn't thought about. They were like, okay, you're saying this is covered up. Tell us financially how they're covering it up. Like, where do these things live in the chain of command? Where do these things live under what departments and things like that? Because if you're going to get to this, that's how you get to it. Like, it's not just expose the green men. It's what government agencies and financial sort of like trickery is keeping this shit off the books, if that's true. And that is how you will know if it's real. And I don't know. I literally cannot say aliens are real, bro. Like, I can't say that.
My point is, if we had recovered any significant evidence of organic life, like elsewhere in the universe that we happen to, have on hand, and it happened like decades ago, as this dude was alleging, like, oh no, we've had shit for years and years and years.
Yeah, he's since the 30s.
Dude, our government is not that fucking locked down. And even our military is not that locked down that shit wouldn't have leaked out or seeped out through some official channel or been able to been verified in some way, shape, or form. I'm not saying that there hasn't been anything recovered, and I'm not saying that like there's been nothing, but I don't think that they've recovered anything yet that's been like that would be like a bombshell thing. The only thing that would give me pause is something that you've alluded to and people of others have said in the past. There is an interest in keeping that stuff under wraps because it would cause a massive crisis of faith around the world were there to be actual evidence that we are not alone in the universe, because so many religions are kind of built on on that concept of we're just kind of out there by ourselves and God watches Earth and that's it. And there's nothing else going on except on Earth, which is a ridiculous sentiment to believe is true.
I mean,
considering how many other.
Who are you talking about here?
I know.
Ridiculous sentiment.
I know. Yeah. But again, like, how many fucking stars are there in this galaxy? How many fucking other planets exist in other solar systems and shit like that? Like, there's no way that every other planet is just a fucking rock or a fucking gas clump that is just floating out there. And we have the only planet where, you know, people are living and doing their thing and all that kind of shit. Like, come on.
Right. I mean, it's arrogant. It's incredibly arrogant to believe right. that. But it's, yeah, look, I don't know. And again, I honestly don't know. I have the opinion of show me something, man. Like, if you got the information, show it to me. I'd love to read it. Here's the thing though. Recently, the Catholic Church came out and was like, I love the Catholic Church. Perspective of let's get out ahead of this bullshit before this blows up our entire whole get rich off of people scheme. Catholic Church was like, listen, if aliens exist, they were created by God, but they're exempt from original sin because they weren't born on Earth. Okay, like how'd you manage that one? They're just like,
I'd love to see the red stringed corkboard that somehow explains that one away.
They will find an obscure passage in the Bible talking about something completely unrelated and be like, that's the part where he mentions aliens. Absolutely. That's it.
We found this whole hidden book in the Bible that wasn't there. Like the fucking the book of Galaxia, where they talk about how God sent his star minions to all sorts of solar systems to
create
life and worship his name. Yeah.
As you do.
And thou shalt fly like Flash Gordon across the stars in order to discover life on other universes.
Thine shall sleep with green women from multiple planets, like our hero, Captain Kirk. Like, it's just, I do think if there's any reason to hold this information back, in all honesty, I think it's because of religion. I think you're absolutely right. I think it would cause a rift in the world that people would not know how to handle themselves. That being said, do it. Do it. Maybe it would break people of like the nonsense and be like, oh, okay, like maybe all this shit we believe was not real. Like, yeah,
I mean, that
don't throw yourself
fantastic.
Off a building. Just like deal with the real world, man. It's better.
If I was shown evidence that there was life on other planets and we can verify and see what it is and that kind of shit, like I would be like, whoa, that's really cool. But I wouldn't be like, oh, I can't believe this happened. Like, no, I absolutely can believe that this happened.
It's happening right now.
Like, right. Yeah.
Right now. What would be the shocking thing to me would be how long we've known. And how long we've been able to keep it under wraps. If you say, they showed up in like 1997, I'd be like, all right, that's not that crazy long. Like, okay. But if you said, no, these dudes have been hanging out since 1930s, I'd be like, wow, our governments are way more sophisticated than I've ever thought they were. So,
that
would be crazy.
But also, like, if we were to be able to capture like some sort of evidence of another civilization from another solar system, because it would have to be, I don't think there's any life. I mean, they haven't been able to prove that there's, what's the term I'm looking for? Like mammalian life on other planets in our solar system. Right. It would I would be more shocked at like, whoa, cool. Like, what are physics like in other areas? Do they have the same laws of physics as we do? In this area? Like, are they different physics? How are they able to be spacefaring? Like all sorts of other questions that I would
do.
How are they able? Yeah. How are they able to travel across galaxies? Like, we can't even get barely to the fucking moon, which is
there. Why does it take so long to get from here to London, for fuck's sake? Right? Like, what could they help us with? Hey, man, our planet's dying. Do you have a remedy? Just saying.
Have you read Project Hail Mary, by the way?
No.
It's really good. You should check it out. It's an Andy Weir novel. But
it's a book?
Yeah.
I don't like to read. Get out of here, Brett. no, absolutely not. But yeah, look, I mean, I just found it from a purely politics standpoint, I found it really interesting that both sides, again, literally Matt Gaetz and AOC, taking this to the same level of seriousness. And I think that matters. But I do appreciate the Democrats' perspective, which was, show me the finances of how this was even possible. Mm-hmm. And the guy was supposed to do it. So it will be interesting to see if they hit roadblocks or if they're able to actually prove this is bullshit.
I don't think this guy, this former Air Force guy in particular, is going to be the fucking savior that finally
unforks
the bottle one on extraterrestrial life.
Hey, man. That guy is going down as a hero. Him, he's going to be running Space Force before you know it. So yeah, I don't know, but it was an interesting thing to watch, and I think people should watch it just to see one of those rare moments where both sides are like, really, not actually trying to kill each other on television, but actually like digging into this stuff and trying to find answers. Look, maybe this guy's a complete fraud. High chance of that. Like, it's a high chance. But also, really wouldn't light my entire career on fire for some bullshit if I were. Seems like a weird thing to get your 15 minutes of fame off of. Next up, now I said 15 minutes of fame. 30 seconds or 20 seconds can also feel like 15 minutes if you're Mitch McConnell during a press conference and your brain just goes, let's just take a pause. Okay, buddy? Just take a pause. Like, don't even worry about it. Your friends will come and get you. Mitch McConnell's health puts focus on shadow race to replace him. This story is like somewhat interesting. Basically, John Thune and John Cornyn are kind of vying to be head of the Senate Republicans in this sort of like shadow race. But I want to talk about Mitch McConnell for a bit. To say I'm not a fan of Mitch McConnell is probably a bit of an understatement. But I got to tell you, I'm not a fan of Mitch McConnell. I really am not. I don't like to see old people suffering like that. Like, you need to go lay down and fucking retire, my guy. Like, I don't feel sorry for Mitch McConnell. Like, I'm not like, oh, we need to come together for Mitch McConnell. No, fuck that guy very specifically. Like, very, very specifically. But I don't like to see old people being, like, because what's happening is an old, frail person is just being used, right? And that to me is fucked up.
I'll take it a step further. So, like, Mitch McConnell.
But now, I know, Brad, we know you hate old people, so
I do, but so like Mitch McConnell to me is akin to like Derek Jeter, right? Like, I fucking hate Derek Jeter. I will always hate Derek Jeter. He sucks, and I hate him forever. But I do have this like begrudging respect for him because like he was able to operate at such a high level and be like a good steward for the game of baseball for so long, and this, that, or the other thing. And, I feel the same way about Mitch McConnell.
Like a good steward for baseball.
It's a great steward for baseball. No, I feel the same way about McConnell. Like, I fucking hate McConnell, but I respect his like maneuvering and how smart he is and how fucking wily he is and how he's been able to kind of get what he wants. Like I respect him as an operator, even though I fucking hate him. And I too want to look out for his well being by encouraging him to retire, especially while Kentucky has a Democratic governor.
That is correct. That is correct. see, you can be kind and also want someone to leave. So for our own benefit,
for Mitch. I'm looking out for Mitch. That's the standpoint that I'm coming from. Look, I don't want Mitch McConnell to have like a stroke while he's in the middle of the Senate, or to have continued complications from his fall from a couple months ago, which this could possibly be related to, but probably not. He's 81 years old and fucking old as shit. I also like.
He also has had like two other falls. Like, he's had a number.
Yeah. When I saw this video, I don't think I realized like how degraded like Mitch McConnell's physical appearance has been. I feel like
in the last two years. Dude, remember like we did kind of a death watch for him when he had the black hand. Remember the
black hand? Yeah.
Like, ah, my hand's turning black. I was like, oh shit, like what the fuck?
Yes.
And it's, yeah, when I watch that video and he pauses and he's just like, he's just standing there. Like his, dude, there's nothing going on. Like his brain is literally just completely paused. Or as someone said, please reconnect your Xbox controller, which is fucking funny and mean, but also funny. look, I'm here for the jokes. The jokes are funny. I'm not above it. But when that happened and then the woman comes up or the guy comes up and he's like, all right, Mitch, you know, are you done talking? And they kind of shuffle him up. I was like, oh, he's like a little old man now. Like he's no longer Skeletor that we were battling months ago, right? Or years ago, like at his full power. He is an old man who's dying. Right. And look, I saw someone tweet out, you know, we need to rally around him because this is just sad. No, we don't need to rally. Like, I need y'all to relax on that bullshit. Like, I get it. You're probably like Christian. And you're like, we got to forgive him. Nah, fuck that. I'm not. Brad's not either. Fuck that guy, right? If there is a hell, you got a front row fucking seat, my guy. Like, I don't give a shit about that. What I don't like, again, is I don't like seeing old people suffering. Like, as a generality. Specifically, fuck him. But as a generality, I don't like that shit. Just like I don't like to see Dianne Feinstein saying the shit she's saying, right? Like,
who had another fucking incident.
Yeah, she had another senior moment. A couple days ago
in the Senate where they were voting on something and, you know, they called her in the roll and she stood up and started to fucking talk about, like, here's why this bill is important and blah, 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 blah. And literally, like, the senator next to her is like, you just have to say fucking hi. Like, just sit down and say hi. Like, it's, yeah.
Yeah, she doesn't have her faculties. And even though Dianne Feinstein, a legendary senator, is a senator from a side that I largely agree with, and Mitch McConnell is from a side I definitely do not agree with, that I abhor, it is still the same issue. And I remember when the Feinstein stuff came out and everyone's like, well, if he was a man, people wouldn't be telling them to retire. That is incorrect. I mean, yeah, I'm sure there are douchebags who would say that, right? But here is a person who I vehemently disagree with, who is also a man, but I, again, vehemently disagree with. I don't think Mitch McConnell should play out the rest of his term. He is clearly not well. Look, if anything, and again, I hate to have to keep saying this because people don't listen. I just want people to be able to retire with dignity as human beings. Like, you can do all your dirt in politics. I can agree with you or not agree with you, but you should be able to retire with dignity. That's it. Yeah. Like, you're a human being.
Also needs to go. Fucking Chuck Grassley. Have you seen that man Zeitz? He's also not in his right frame of mind.
He is not. And please stop calling them Zeitz. Please stop calling them Zeitz.
I'm gonna call them Zeitz even harder now.
So. I'm doubling down. But God damn it, I hate that guy. I really do.
I'll log in and re-zeet some of Chuck Grassley's Zeitz so that you can see them all over the place.
That's fucking hilarious. I really hate that guy, dude. Like, I really do. He is a brand killer. Like, congratulations. He really is. Hashtag Team Volvo, by the way. Anyway. yeah, sorry. I got the fuck out of there. But yeah, I just want him to retire with dignity, just like I want Feinstein to retire with dignity. It is literally zero to do with their political leanings, how they voted in the past or present or future. They need to retire. And the people around them, whether they work on the Hill with them or for them or are their loved ones, you're being scumbags by keeping these people around on both sides. You're being scumbags. Elaine Chao is married to that man. You know what your fucking husband looks like on TV. Get him the fuck off of television. It's ridiculous.
Well, and imagine like we, you know, people in those institutions like to talk about how powerful and how it's always the institutions that are important. It's not any particular individuals.
Right.
You know how you can prove that? By not fucking propping up one dude selfishly because, you know, you're putting them above the rest of the body. I mean, that's what we said about Dianne Feinstein. Like you are literally doing a disservice to the Senate, other Democrats in the Senate, your voters, like the fucking 55 million people that you represent in the Senate, like you're doing a disservice by staying there. And again, if like Mitch McConnell seems to be not well, like he seems to have some lingering health issues. And especially if like he's going through issues that, again, if he's having heart problems, if he's having problems like with strokes and things like that, that impairs his ability to do his fucking job. So go away, please.
And look, get out of here. I have no doubt that they are trying to hold that fucking seat until they get a Democrat out of that governor's position. That's really shitty. Some things are worth more than just consuming power. And I'm sure that McConnell's like, keep me in, don't throw in the fucking towel. It's like, hey, Apollo Creed, you're getting your head knocked off in the ring here by Ivan Drago.
Well,
somebody has to throw in the towel. Up to him. You're going to die.
It's ultimately up to him, but eventually he too, the decision will be taken out of his hands at some point, probably if he stays on the path that he's on, and Father Time will be the ultimate decider of these things.
Yeah, not George W. Bush. He is not the decider. So yeah, man, that shit is just really fucking weird.
Speaking of people that I wish would fucking go away,
I'm gonna do a breaking news. But that segue, it still works.
Yeah.
Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy, a person I would like to go away, on Tuesday announced he's suing the DOJ. And filing a new Freedom of Information records request for more details about the recent indictment of Donald Trump. He was heard saying this while many people in the background were making blowjob miming blowjobs. Quote, my aim in bringing this lawsuit is to finally deliver accountability and transparency. What did Biden and his cronies tell Merrick Garland? And what did Garland and the deep staters who put him in attorney general, who put him in as attorney general, tell Jack Smith? So he's suing the DOJ to suck Donald Trump's dick publicly.
Yeah,
so
pretty much.
So Vivek is running for vice president is what I'm hearing.
I mean, this is a cool stunt that he knows will fail, or at least probably has someone around him that will tell him, because there's no way that a judge is going to authorize a FOIA request for a currently ongoing investigation. That's not typically
that is correct. And not only that, Ramaswamy knows that. But he's pulling a Ted Cruz, right? You know that this is a thing that you can't get. This is information. You already know what the law is. So the absence of getting that information, you will make up some bullshit and say, see, they're holding this information against procedure or what have you. Thus they're doing something illegal. Thus this entire thing is illegal. I've exposed it. I am the great Vivek Ramaswamy. So.
Well, and also the other funny thing is too, like, even if he's filing a FOIA request today, assuming that they fulfilled it, that wouldn't happen until after the election. Like, it usually takes at least 18 months for the government to be able to respond to a FOIA request because there's so fucking many.
Yeah. No, it doesn't matter.
That it takes time to weed through them all.
None of that matters, Brad. The only thing that matters is lying. Like, to get your dumb MAGA idiot supporters to buy into your bullshit. That's it. So, all right. Next up, a person you'd like to see go away. Go ahead. This is perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. So Samuel Alito, going back to his safe space, which is the op-ed page of the Wall Street Journal.
that's funny.
Basically, coming out there ahead of Congress voting on ethics reform for the Supreme Court, stating that there is no provision in the Constitution that gives them the authority to regulate the Supreme Court, therefore implying that even if this legislation were to pass, which it probably will not because it's even having trouble in the Senate, that the Supreme Court would overturn it, which seems like a major fucking problem that they would even be allowed to weigh in on ethics violations about themselves.
We've looked into ourselves, we've investigated, and we have found nothing. We are doing awesome. This is I blame the founding fathers for this one. I truly do. Mm-hmm. I get it. They did not think, they did not see this one coming, but boy, they should have seen it coming. There is no true oversight of the Supreme Court. None. It's all self, mm-hmm. you know, self-regulated. And now we have a rogue court that you can do almost nothing about.
Well, and here's how arrogant he is, specifically Alito, is that he is the worst. And he says that allowing Congress to exercise oversight over the Supreme Court from an ethics standpoint would weaken the legitimacy of the court and therefore make it easier for states to ignore orders that get passed down from them that they don't like. But actually, your fucking interpretation of the law being complete bullshit is what's going to get states to fucking ignore the decisions that are being passed down. See Alabama from a
right.
couple
I'm
of
like,
weeks
we
ago.
Just talked yeah. about this last week. It wasn't even a couple of weeks. It was last week.
Yeah.
And those are people in your party that are ignoring your court. Your party. The Republican Party is ignoring the Republican court.
And this dude's also fucking out here like, you know, nobody's fucking picking up their shield to defend me, so I have to come out and defend myself. Like, no one's going to step up and defend us nine robed, you know, deities that sit in judgment of all of you. Like, so I must go to I must come down to the people at the Wall Street Journal and make sure that my voice is heard. What a fucking pansy ass. I fucking hate Sam Alito.
Sam Alito is 100% a punk bitch. Like, he truly, truly is. The very idea of the Supreme Court having no oversight is reckless in and of itself, right? Like, it just is. You guys make laws, or excuse me, you give a rubber stamp to the constitutionality of these laws that are passed. If no one can check you, then the idea of checks and balances is dead.
And by the way, so this was an op-ed, by the way. This was an interview, but still the journal is his face, because mm-hmm. he wrote an op-ed to preempt the ProPublica story that came out about him a couple months ago. One of the authors of the interview for the journal is this attorney whose name is David Rivkin, who is representing the plaintiffs in a tax case that's going to be before the Supreme Court in their next term. I can think of no fucking more perfect example of the dude that interviewed Sam Alito for the Wall Street Journal having business before Sam Alito on the Supreme Court, and Sam Alito thinking, that's fine, no big deal.
Yeah,
it's corruption. Cool.
Look, he's,
let it rock.
He is such a constitutional absolutist that he would only be able to do this with no bias. He's a robot. Like, when he gets up there and he puts that robe on, he's a robot in a robe. He's not thinking about, he's not affected by anything, Brett. That's how good Sam Alito is. That's how good all of them are.
And yet, I feel like on all these major decisions, why is it always Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas that are always the two in a lot of these like 7-2 slam dunk cases? So weird. So weird. How they just see the law and the Constitution in this very strange and unique way, apart from their brethren. In these cases, this should probably be like 9-0, slam dunk decisions.
If only there was a way to know. If only there was a way. One day we might get to
know. I fucking hate Alito. Like I said, I would love him and Thomas to go away sooner rather than later. I'm not going to be as crass as to wish ill on anybody directly. But I'm just saying, again, like with my new fucking belief in God and my new faith that's holy. Like, if God would see fit to smite Samuel Alito, I'm just saying it would help his case in my eyes. It would help his case.
Smite him, oh great smiter.
smite him, almighty smiter.
Samuel Alito needs to be smoted. Samuel Alito is 73 years old. Clarence Thomas is 75. They're not long for this world. They're not.
I don't know, Jay. Fucking evil lives forever. You know this. You know this.
I know, but like, that guy's
they could be on the court for 10 more years apiece. Especially if there's not a Republican president to replace them.
Oh, these guys are dying on the bench. They're not retiring during Democrat, dude. Like,
oh, I think if they got a Republican president next turn, I think at least Thomas would retire.
Yes.
If you had a Republican president and a Republican Senate, I think that you would at least have Thomas retiring.
Yeah, and they'd probably put a newborn baby in a MAGA hat up to replace him.
Ironically, it would be a newborn baby whose mother wanted to get an abortion but couldn't because of the Supreme Court.
It's like,
so that would be the perfect. And you know what? The baby's interpretations of the law would probably be more cogent than that of Samuel Alito's and Clarence Thomas's.
If the baby threw shit against the wall, it'd be more cogent.
I would say it couldn't be worse.
It certainly could not be. I mean, these guys, like, they don't give a fuck about reality, right? Like, that's not their job anymore. Their job is rubber stamping right wing shenanigans. That's it. They don't do anything else. I'm just, all of you, go away.
Samuel Alito looks very, very like Palpatine-y in a lot of ways.
He does. He's got a Palpatine-esque vibe to him.
He's got like the fucking the baggy eyes, like the kind of sunken eyes a little bit. A lot of wrinkles, a lot of loose skin on that face.
Please don't ever say Sam Alito loose skin ever again. Jesus Christ.
We're past the paywall. It's fine.
I'm just saying for me personally. Just don't fucking do it. It's fucking gross, man. All I can see is Sam Alito as the dude who gets the toxic goo dropped on him in RoboCop.
That would be an improvement for Sam Alito.
It's like, hit that guy with a fast moving car and let's keep moving. Yikes. All right, let's talk about this last regular story. Georgia judge skewers Trump's bid to derail potential charges. Look, here's what you need to know about this, because it's funny. As that pending indictment in Georgia case, this is the one, if you're not familiar, is the one where Trump calls Ratzenberger, and he's like, hey, man, if you could find like 11,000 more votes for me, that'd be cool.
You know what? If he just said like 11,000 more votes, it would be better for him. He literally says like 11,642 votes.
Yep.
On the
one more
which is one more than he actually needs to beat Joe Biden. Like, what an odd number. I just need you to find these 11,642 votes. Yeah, it's just 11,642 votes. How hard can it be?
What's ironic is, like, I wish Ratzenberger was like, or Ratzenberger would have been like, dude, what the fuck do you want me to do? Like, I can't make them appear. And, like, that's Trump's understanding of how voting works, right? It's, it is this, like, weird, it's a very Republican thing, which is, I'm going to cheat, but because I'm cheating, I assume everybody's cheating. So, right. Like, what's the big deal? And you just ask for 11,000 votes and then you just get them. Like, that's how it works.
And what's funny is that call takes on renewed significance in the wake of Rudy Giuliani admitting that the fucking like Ruby Freeman allegations were bullshit, because he even mentions like, oh, like Ruby Freeman, like she was good for 56,000 Biden, fake Biden votes by yourself, maybe more. Like he literally says that on the fucking call. And it's just like, bro, like, if Giuliani knows that it's bullshit, you surely know that this is bullshit as well. And yet you're saying this shit.
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. So the Georgia judge was basically like, listen, you want me to get involved and say, like, to stop this case, right? Or like, yeah, postpone it. Like, oh, no, this is enough. This white man has suffered enough under the guise of equality or whatever, right? And the judge is like, knock it off. Like, the indictment hasn't even happened, and yet you want, yes, me to be involved and to stop this. He's like, that's not how the fucking law works. You can't just have me stop something that doesn't exist technically. He says, you know, we'll see once everything gets moving, but like, not now. Like, you can't just dismiss it out of hand when you don't even have an indictment. Maybe you're not even going to get indicted. You're going to get indicted, mm-hmm, but maybe you're not. But you're definitely going to. Yeah, it's, I mean, I thought it was a really good quote. It says, in a 9-page ruling, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney said it's simply too soon for Trump and his allies to seek to prohibit Georgia prosecutors from continuing to investigate him, in large part because he hasn't even been indicted yet. Pretty good reason. While being the subject or even target of a highly publicized criminal investigation is likely an unwelcome and unpleasant experience, no court ever has held that that status alone provides a basis for the courts to interfere with or halt the investigation. Yeah, you can't just indict, or you can't before an indictment just be like, all right, nah, wave the white flag, we're done with this.
You're not even mentioning the best part of this opinion, where he alludes to the fact that Trump is clearly using these criminal probes to advance him politically. Like, he's going out there and fucking campaigning on the fact that he's quote unquote being victimized. The quote from McBurney is quote, and for some, being the subject of a criminal investigation can, a la Rumpelstiltskin, be turned into golden political capital, making it seem more providential than problematic. Because Trump's like, one of his arguments here is that, oh, like, indicting me under these false pretenses is going to do damage to my character. And McBurney all but says, yeah, your character's already kind of fucked up, my dude. Like, I don't think this extra indictment's going to really be the straw that broke the camel's back on anything, right, here. So.
What character? Like,
yeah.
All right, what are you talking about? And by the way, this looks really crazy now. It's like, this is going to hurt my character. Bro, you just got indicted yesterday. Like, the fuck are you talking about? Like,
as many have said, like, I don't think that anyone's been indicted more in such a short span of time than Donald Trump. Like, he's literally like the most indicted dude in U.S. history in like a short span of time,
and very serious cases, right? Like, this isn't, you're not getting indicted for like stealing a ham sandwich out of Target, my guy. Like, you're fucked.
Like before, hey, he was, you know, like, oh, like we fucking love crimes, like we're hell into crimes. Like, now he's the indictments guy. He's like, I fucking love indictments. Like, I'm indicted all over the place. It's crazy.
It is really funny. There was a story where he said he doesn't like having to go to Melania and be like, I just got indicted again. Like, she's probably like, you better not be fucking my money up. I'm sure she is not pleased about having to split that cash with his lawyers.
She should have cut and run as soon as they stepped off that fucking helicopter. I'll tell you.
Look, if I was her, I would have been gone. That day he's like out there glad handing at his last rally at January 6th, I'd be like, okay, that's cool. I'm gonna go ahead and get in the chopper and head back to New York. I'll be sending those papers tomorrow. The fuck out of here. Like, look, you're going to get paid. You're going to get plenty of your money. You know, you'd be all right. You're not going to have to eat hot dogs and macaroni and cheese with a kid. Like, you're good. And then eventually, you know.
He'll probably even let her keep the penthouse. He fucking hates New York now, man.
Oh, yeah. He's a good old country boy. Yeah. And you know what? Let her keep the penthouse. And that way she can redecorate it. And it's not a bunch of gold nonsense everywhere.
I mean, West Palm Beach is not exactly the fucking country, Jay. In Florida.
That guy is all about country living in Florida. A lot of people don't know this, but Mar-a-Lago is it more in the Tallahassee area? Like, it's great. It's great up there. It's good. Yeah, look, I don't know. I think next week, as we're winding the show up, it'll be interesting, like we had talked about last week, like how MAGA is going to handle this indictment, right? Is Chris Christie going to go big? Is he going to like, hey, man, I fucking told you, and just start laying out a lot of shit? Are the other candidates going to start hitting him now that they've got another indictment to hit him on? Clearly, Vivek Ramaswamy will not be doing that because he is trying to throat Donald Trump's personality before the first debate, and he is working hard on that glizzy.
Well, Trump's supposed to appear in federal court in D.C. on Thursday to answer the indictment that got passed down today. So I'll be interested to see how many of his idiots are out there protesting for him. Based on the last couple of indictments, the answer is going to be probably not many, considering that they've been not well represented so far. Oh, also, this week in Stupid, it'll take 2 seconds. This week's DeSantis watch. He sugar shamed a small child for drinking an Icy.
Yeah, I saw that. He's a total
normal guy who is very used to interacting with people.
Does he have children? He has children, doesn't he?
He has 2 children, I think, in fact.
Those poor kids. One of those kids is definitely
what you got. Twins. What you got there, huh? Oh, an Icy. Oh, a lot of sugar in that.
Shut up, weirdo. Narc.
Who says that to a kid?
Shut up, narc. Fuck you.
You fucking nerd. At a state fair, no less.
Yeah.
Like, are you shaming people's eating choices at a fucking state fair? Get the hell out
of here. Yeah, dude. Look at the next tent. They're deep frying Oreos or some shit, I'm sure. This is your political future. You got to eat all that garbage. Yeah, it's him. Like, he's not doing well. That campaign, I think, is largely toast. I don't know. I mean, there was a poll that came out the other day, and it said that like 53% of the Republican Party supports Trump in the primary, and the rest of them were like mostly like 1-2%. And I forget who it was. Maybe it was Rolling Stone or something like that, and said, listen, the primary is already done. Why are we pretending like it's not?
Like, yeah,
it's already
done. True.
It's already wrapped up.
And I mean, I'll give him credit. They asked him about the debate, and or I don't know if someone asked him about it, but he definitely posted about it on True Social, and like inferring that he's not going to be at the debate. He's like, but I'll definitely be watching so I can see who's going to be the best candidate for my vice president.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, I think he like truthed it, or he said something in an interview or something along those lines.
Well, I mean,
that's a confident move. I like, if he's not going to go to the debate, I think that is 100% the smartest approach for him to take to that.
It is, because it's basically is that moment in The Dark Knight where the Joker breaks a pool cue in half and is like, "We're taking auditions,
tryouts.
Tryouts. Like, we only have one position. Make it fast." Yeah, that just basically gets them to knife each other. And dude, stand up for yourself, for fuck's sake. Stand up for yourself. Like, stand up for yourself. Like, you know, Vivek doing what he's doing to literally sue the DOJ in an attempt to just eat Donald Trump's dick is wild.
Yeah, a lot of small dick energy.
Sir, I sued the DOJ for you. Like, dude, if you're running against this guy, stand up for yourself. Like, you don't even have to say anything about Donald Trump. Right now, you could just be running your campaign. But for you to do that, that lets me know Vivek is going to get his head ripped off by Chris Christie in that debate. Absolutely get his head ripped off. Good. I'm here for it.
I hope he does. Like I said, I hope Christie annihilates him specifically for going after DOJ for indicting Trump. So,
what a loser. All right. That is it for us. Very good episode. It's good to be back on video and all that. Hopefully my audio sounds pretty good. It's going to sound even better once I have all my sound blankets finally next week. Finally. So it's good to be back, and we will see you guys next time.
See you.